Dipti's looking through the papers as well, tackling that political stalemate, Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. So we all know that thanks to those strategic voting tactics, the far right were denied a win in the second round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday. Instead, the greatest surprise, really, the left wing coalition pulling off an improbable victory, and it's really left the French government in a sort of limbo. And this is something that a lot of the papers are looking at. This is La Dépêche du Midi, which is a local paper here in France, which notes that with no party having a majority in parliament and negotiations to form a coalition fraught, at least for the moment, it's all very unclear when it comes to the Battle of Matignon, Matignon being the Prime Minister's office. The left have given themselves 1 week to choose a candidate. Libération, the left-wing paper, this actually addresses its front page to Emmanuel Macron himself, saying, "Hello, Emmanuel Macron, what's going on?" Essentially accusing the president of trying to buy time in the hopes that this left coalition, this hastily put together left coalition, will somehow implode and it would be to his benefit. In any case, Libération says they won the election. They got the most seats. They should be the ones who govern the next government of France. On the other side of the political spectrum, this is L'Opinion, which talks about Emmanuel Macron's plan to kind of to sort of grab some kind of coalition. In its editorial today, the paper says the left did win, but their win also masks the deep divisions within, especially between the extreme left of Jean-Luc Mélenchon and the more centre-left or the moderate left. While Le Figaro, another right-wing paper on its front page, calls it the unfindable coalition or the impossible coalition, noting that Les Républicains, the conservatives in France, don't want to govern with Emmanuel Macron. They don't want anything to do with him. And the left as well really don't really want to do anything with him. So he is ever more isolated as the country is still in that political deadlock.
Horribly complicated. And the French politics are continuing to dominate the international press as well.
Yeah, that's right. French politics has learnt a new word. That's what the New York Times says. Ungovernable, indeed. We are sort of in uncharted territories now. It notes that instead of waking up to a far-right victory on Monday, France woke up to the reality of being Italy, a country where only painstaking parliamentary negotiation may eventually yield a viable coalition. The Guardian, the British Daily's editors today in their coverage also note that the results may be satisfactory for those wanting to keep the far right at bay. However, the elections have created a mess for which Emmanuel Macron is responsible. His role now is to take note of his responsibility and humbly allow the centre-left to set the political compass in the country.
Now, this is a bit dramatic. This is one of Europe's most picturesque lakes, but look at it now.
Yep, it's gone dry, Stuart, completely dry. Here it is. This is Lake Pergusa in Sicily. It has. It's actually the only natural lake on the Italian island, but because of hot weather and low rainfall, scientists say the lake has almost disappeared, and it's quite devastating for the local environment. First of all, this lake is part of a natural reserve in Sicily. It is also a vital resting place for birds migrating between Europe and Africa. A representative from an environmentalist group says the only part of the lake that had a bit of water has essentially been reduced to a puddle now. So quite a dramatic turn of events for this lake in Sicily.
Yeah, sad picture. France taking on Spain tonight in the semi-finals of the Euros.
Yes, and the gentle war of words has begun in the sports papers. This is L'Équipe, the French sports daily, addressing its front page and headline to the Spanish team, saying, "You will not go through tonight. You will not win this match." While Marca, which is the Spanish sports paper, perhaps taking a gentle dig at Kylian Mbappé and that mask that he's been wearing to protect his nose, they have put their players in a similar mask with the Spanish flag, saying, "Tonight is a night of our superheroes." We'll see who wins that war of words, Stuart.
It's a clever front page. It's a clever front page. Finally, from Dipti, the British royal family's cherished master baker has been laid to rest.
Indeed, this is from the Telegraph. His name was Eddie Spence. He spent his life icing royal cakes. He was even given the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire for his services to sugarcraft. The cake maker maestro famously spent a whole day beating eggs for Elizabeth's wedding, the Queen Elizabeth's wedding cake. He also made cakes for King Charles and Diana's wedding and the Golden Jubilee. His last commission was for the late Queen and Prince Philip's 70th anniversary in 2017. He died at his home recently. His wife, who said he was born with a piping tube in his hand, actually buried him with a piping tube so he can, quote, teach the angels his skills story.
Oh, that would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Very sweet.
It's the right colour. Nice and white and fluffy. Thanks very much, Tipti, to take it along with the papers for us here on France 24.